true.
Especially if it connects off market, so that makes a lot of sense.
For those of you who are, I guess, joining us this year, for the first year, I'd like just to say a few words of Akdama on this Inyan. Stam, just what this limud is and so on. One of the Inyanim that we've been focused on a lot is that in a Yontiv, your awareness of the Tochen has to enhances your observance of it. So, for instance, there's a Musar Nekuda. In other words, a person understanding what's the practical message of Hanukkah and how a person should change and improve. And there's another Chelik to try to get a deeper and deeper understanding of Hanukkah, of all the Antivim actually, over a person's lifetime. Not only should his Shmiras HaMitzvahs be better Yontiv after Yontiv, and not only should his elevating himself on a Pashta level be better Yontiv every Yontiv, but a person should also be understanding deeper year after year. We would assume that a person's growing includes not only practical things, but a deeper understanding. We evaluate a person by his level of Das, and the deeper a person understands, the more we feel that he's a bar das and he's partaking in things that are chashev. So definitely understanding things more deeply is a very important part of it. In the Yontovim Dike Inyanim, the Sefer that, in a sense, gives over a tremendous amount of depth is the Maral. The Maral wrote many of us from around Yontiv. We have Pesach, we have Shavuos, we have Tisha B'Av, we have Chanukah, we have Purim Asfarim. He wrote a Sefer on Shabbos, or he planned to write a Sefer on Shabbos and a Sukkos. We were never Zeichet it. So, but at least on these Yontovim, we've made it a point to always learn a little bit about the Yontovim and Yonim, beforehand. And the Maral is as good as is a Sefer that's very, very harsh in this area. Specifically, Ner Mitzvah is a short Sefer. The Nekuda that the Maral is dealing with is the following. Ner Mitzvah deals, Chanukah and Purim both deal with the Mahalach of Golos of Klal Yisrael. As opposed to the other Yontovim like Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, which are when Klal Yisrael is independent, this deals with the evolution of Klal Yisrael through Golos and understanding it. Another point that the Maral constantly makes is that history is not a series of isolated events. It's not the pshat, okay, there happened to be a bad guy named Haman, bang, bang, no more Haman, now we have Hamantashen. There was no more, you know, there was Yavan, Antiochus was a bad guy, you know, bang, bang, now we have Hanukkah trails. There's a pattern of unfolding Hashgacha in each Yontiv with a whole new pattern of what's happening. Chanukah, the Nekuda that the Maral focuses on is Dalad Malchias. Klal Yisrael went through a series of four Golosin that were described in Daniel. And he starts the Sefer with Daniel. He starts the Ner Mitzvah by bringing the Cholom of Daniel. Klal Yisrael was destined to go through four different Golos. Obviously, those are not B'mikra, meaning it just happens to be they sinned four times, they had four people oppressing them. It's a pattern of alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, so to speak. Different Mahalchim of Ra that are in the Bria, and each one, we go through it. So he does speak about it in length, and that's basically the whole first part of Ner Mitzvah. We're in the middle of that, where I'm assuming an Amud Chafav by Malchus Yishmael. V'yesh b'nei Adam Shalim, last paragraph. V'heichan Ramaz Malchus Yishmael. In the four Malchus, you have Bavel, you have Paras, you have Yavan, and you have Edom or Rome. As a side point, not everyone agrees that these are the four Malchis. Devin Ezra, we saw, I think, last 2 weeks ago, maybe says he substitutes Yishmael for one of them, and Yavan and Rome, he makes one Malchus. It's not 100% clear that, and he puts Malchus Yishmael as one of them. But we, the most Mepharshim, do not have Malchus Yishmael. And he asks, how could that be? It was a big Malchus. Utshuva, Shaila Zos, Mashal Zecha, Malchus Yishmael. Kilo yechoshiv hakosuv rak hamalchus shekiblu malchus kedeshin el yoinim. It's the malchus that they received, that was received from kedoshim. Sheyorshu malchus yisrael v'kocham. Veheim elu dalad malchus. Vim loyshe bitul malchus yisrael leigilahem hamalchus. Aval malchus yishmor leyorash koychoi v'malchus yisrael. So the morale is saying over here, there's a distinction between umos that yarshin the malchus from Yisrael to side umos. Let's explain it. What happened was Klal Yisrael was sitting at Yisrael. Bavel conquered at Yisrael, destroyed the malchus of Klal Yisrael, took over. Bavel's malchus 70 years later was taken over by Paras. A while later, Paras was taken over by Yavon. Yavon was taken over by Edom, and we're still waiting for the final Gula. So that's a series of malchias that are being taken over from Klal Yisrael. Whereas Yishmael never took it from Klal Yisrael proper, Yishmael had a nevuah, had a Yerusha from his father. He had an alternative malchus from his father, and that malchus kept on. That malchus kept going. So the Dalad Malchus are those Malchus. Ki koichai v'tokfai nosna Hashem Yisbaruch ne atzma yishol Hashem Yisrael Avram. Yishmol has their own right. V'Hashem Yisbaruch oma oli Yishmol shmaticha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he said, lu yichai Yishmol lefanecha. Avram was mispal that Yishmol should live. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes. V'hinei nosna Hashem Yisbaruch koach v'tokal Yishmol fne atzmai. That's not what he's talking about. Rak asher yorshu korach v'tokum shel Yisrael, u'besof yachzru heim hamalchus Yisrael. And that malchus will come back to Klal Yisrael. Now let's think about it a little bit. What l'mayin afkamina? I mean, golus is golus. Enemies are enemies, and bad is bad. The teretz is, there are two types of inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two types of ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in the Bria. And we'll talk about, I guess, a more practical level soon. One is that there are alternatives to Klal Yisrael. The Evan Ezra in his piyut of Kel Chai Barani, Kelachot Barani, He says, Loiki b'necha meisu b'nia chai, reilig veres emes, shifchan loy emes, that it's each one has in himself a type of, it's a fight, who is the right Klal Yisrael? The Yishmael says, we have the Yerusha, and Klal Yisrael says, they have the Yerusha. And then there is the hemshech of it, of Klal Yisrael's Yerusha passing on to somebody else. Lamosh, let's take, I guess, on a political level. Yishmael says that we were never there. Yishmael says they were the chosen son. I once had the schus to sit next to a Yishmaeli on an airplane, and he was explaining to me his version of things, and he said that his prophet, when he looked at the Jews, he said, these are the Jews? This is Jews? We're the Jews. So, in other words, they present themselves, they corrupt the story of who the Akedah was, and so on. That is one type of Ra, when they say, they're Bechlal Toiv. The Christian version is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael were the chosen people, but they lost it, and it passed on to them. So there's one type of Ra that's the alternative to Toiv, and there's one type of Ra where there is an evolution of Klal Yisrael into other inyanim. Each one has milus and chesronos, so to speak, its own specific problems. The fact that like Lavan said, you know, banayich banay ubnosayich bnoisay vekol hashachol lihu. The fact that you could say it bechlal has no shayches to you is one element of ra. And then there's a second element of Ra where you take the Toiv and push on with it. Yishmael represents the Ra that poses as the alternative to Toiv. And whereas the Dalad Malchus represent, so Yishmael is an outside enemy in a certain sense. Yishmael is a grating enemy because they're saying that it never was yours. Moshlam Adav Adayma. Let's say somebody steals my car. So if and then I bring him to court or to police or whatever. If the person tines the car, it's been mine always. There's something very galling about such a azus metzachtika lie. A second guy will be a mitzvah b'miktzas. I'll say it was yours, but you know, but you bought it, I sold it, you owed it, you owed me a lot of money, and I took it. Nahin. A mitzvah b'miktzas, the Gemara says, is built on the fact that another may is panav nevalchovo. Nobody can just deny it flatly. So Yishmael has a problem that the mitzad the chutzpah, the azus. It's a tremendous. He's trying to be oiker kla Yisrael meikro. It's saying it never was you, and that's a terrible type of affront. On the other hand, they don't really have a real nekuda. The Dalad Malchus took a real nekuda of kla Yisrael and moved the ball onwards. They took they yarshened our malucha, which is a real malucha. Bavel took our malucha and Yavin took it from them and so on. So this is talking about not enemies of Klai Yisrael, but the Golius of Klai Yisrael. The Golius are when you took the Keiches HaNefesh of Klai Yisrael and you took the Nekuda Klai Yisrael and passed it onwards. Let's take it down on a level, I guess, that makes sense to us. When you have, for instance, in Keiches HaNefesh of a person, there are two ways in which a person excuses himself when he does averis. Lomashal, let's say somebody is doing things that are, a person is indulging in taivas olam hazeh. So one way of saying it is, the guy makes a claim and he says, this is right. And this is what a person's life is short, enjoy it as much as possible, eat, drink, be merry, and tomorrow we're going to die, and that's it. That type of ra is an alternative to bechlal. So it's very galling in the sense that it's ke'ilu denying this bechlal ruchnius. The person says, taivis is what life's about. So there's something there, it's almost impossible to argue with a person like that. As long as you have, when you argue with somebody, you need a thread. If a person says, okay, there is ruchnis, is this ruchnis, that ruchnis, I take it, I'm a shabura, I take it, I'm a zicharim, we have what to talk about. If a guy says, I'm kofar kol, the you know, listen, I enjoy life, and I'm happy. It's when you talk with somebody, and say, the person says, I am perfectly happy with this, this is life. So it's very hard to reach him. That's one type. So when a person has kochas anefesh that are, the person does wrong, and has no shaychus to tov, that's one type of ra. More insidious than that is when a person transfers over certain koiches of tov to ra. For instance, a person is sitting and learning, but he's learning to feed his gaiva. He's learning to feed his ambition, his greed, whatever it is that he's learning for. So on the one hand, at least a person is maida. Yes, ruchnis is what it's all about. But the fact that he's married off his ruchnis to kekeches and he's trapped it, it's gone into gullus in to feed his midas ros, makes the situation difficult. Then the pshat is, and then the person is actually feeding bad kochas anefesh with it. That's really, in a sense, worse. That's gullus. That's what, when we refer to gullus hashchina, that's what we're referring to. Gullus hashchina means a person who's gone away from the shchina. Shchina is not in gullus. He's in gullus. So if a person drops Yiddishkeit 100%, it's you know, it's rachmanis on his neshama, but he hasn't in any way trapped Yiddishkeit in a gullus situation. When a person takes Torah, and I once heard a statement from somebody who was a big learner, but his midas and kochas hanefesh were not were way off balance from where he should have been. And the person learned with tremendous asmada, but he had certain difficult midas, and never bothered to think about or work on it. And somewhere along the line, he made it feel that's Hashem Shemayim. So he said about somebody else who was standing in his way for possibly getting a job or something, he said, I'm going to steamroll him out of the way. I was shaken because the person took the worst midas. Male if the person would have been, you know, a businessman. So it's a bad midah, but he's not trapping any Yiddishkeit in it. If the person takes all that Torah and he puts him in the driver's seat of that steamroller, then there's a tremendous ra of taking out of Golas Hashchina. Anytime a person takes the Nakuda of Taif and he puts it into a Hechetimtza of ra, that's terrible. So Lamashal, the Yishmaelim deny in a sense the validity of the Bible that we have. It's galling to think that they can take Narishkeit and say it's this and not this, but it hasn't affected at all our Torah. But when you take our Torah and you add a New Testament to it, then in a sense you're harnessing. So when a person looks at Torah and he sees the beauty in it and in the Kedusha, and they harness to that the wagon of their inyanim, of their tumah, then that's called galus, because you've trapped HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a place that he doesn't want to be, into a place that he should not be. You've harnessed those koiches. So that's the pshat. This is dalad malchius of ra in the bria. Real ra is not the something that has no shituf with toiv, because that doesn't last. It's very annoying. When l'mashal ma'adav adayma. Let's take an example. Let's say a person doesn't. A person says, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with ruchnius. I want to run around and chase women. So, right now it's very hard to machzen l'mutav. He says, I enjoy it and I think it's fine and it's great and wonderful. Leave me alone. I don't really care about anything else. So that person is completely void of ruchnius. But at some point, it comes to an end. It dries out. It's just it has no kiyum because there's no emes to it. It's not ruchnius. And at some point, the person slowly begins to harot and so on. Let's take an example the other direction. A same person is involved, let's say, in just kiruv, and he spends a lot of times with all sorts of women klomished on the kiruv. It's very important, he's been mekayem, look what the kind of this and that and this and that. But really down deep, there's a lot of element of taiv in it. So here we have a very difficult situation because the person is trapped, his kaychas of taiva, into a bubble of ruchnias, kedusha, whatever you want to call it. And that's a real golas hashchina. So here we have these kaychas hanefesh, and the person has taken the kaychas hanefesh of being Mekar of Klai Yisrael, Tavim Shal Shemayim, and he's placed it into the Klipa of Arayas. It's almost like you can do these, you can clone, you take genes of one cell and put them in the other cell, and you have the strengths of both together. That is real Golas. So when we refer to Golas HaShchina, it means that a person has, on a global sense, the Nefesh HaChaim says, any ra is Golas HaShchina, because a person has a neshama inside him. The neshama is trapped into whatever it is that the person is doing. So there's no such thing as a person devoid of ruchnius. A person has a nishmas alakim inside him, whether he wants it or not. And if the person is engaged in filth, he's dragging a Kadosh Baruch Hu with him. The Nefesh HaChaim uses a ferocious mashal. He says he takes the king and dunks him in the sewage that he's involved in. That is every ra is really Golas HaShchina, because the Metzius says every person has Kedusha. But on a more specific level, when a person intertwines Koyches HaNefesh of Toiv and Ra, when a person takes Klipis and infuses them with some Ruchnius, that becomes real Golas HaShchina, because he's taking Tov, it's genuine Tov, and putting it into a place that it doesn't want to be. Those are these Dalet Malchias, each one represented a different element of Ra. each one represented a different. The morale when he starts off says Dalet Malchus goes. There are four directions you can depart from center. Each Malchus depart in a different direction. So Lamashal, Yavan tapped into the real need for the real to the real kedusha of Chachma. Chachma is a davar shebekedusha. The yearning for Chachma is good. I was once reading a description from somebody who was a very anti-religious maskil. And he learned in Volozhny Yeshiva. And he was describing, I don't know how to say it, moving scenes of his youth in Volozhny. And the person describes in the following way. He says, people say the Klal Yisrael has lost the knack for Chachma, the desire for Chachma. It's absolutely not true. And he paints five scenes of Mesiras Nefesh for Chachma. One of them, I just as typical, because I remember all of it. I didn't do Shagatari Baal Peh on it, but I can just tell you the Roshim it left. One of them was that here you have a guy who receives all sorts of Haskalah magazines surreptitiously, and he reads them under the cover at night, and he knows that if he gets caught, they're going to throw him out of yeshiva, he's got what to eat, and yet he's willing to face all that hunger and starvation just because he's so thirsting for Chachma and so on and so forth. And, you know, if you would take out the word Haskalah magazines, you could almost say it's a story about Mrs. Nefesh, somebody sitting and learning. And you read the whole thing of it, and you say to yourself, you know, he's taken the Keiches HaNefesh of Chai Yisrael's Mrs. Nefesh for Torah and put into it Chachmas Zaris and made a horrendous kalayim out of it. You mamish see, Mele, if the guy would have said, what I need the yeshiva for, everybody just sitting around there very, you know, hungry and decrepit, I want to go and have a crazy life and like a good time. Okay, it's a crossroads, a departure, you know, imaymina asmele, imaymina mina. But here you have a person with taking the Keiches HaNefesh of yeshiva bacha, of a ben Torah, of somebody yearning for Chachma, and supplanting the kud of Chachma with Chachma b'zuya, with Chachma's chutz. And that's the type of thing. Yavan harnessed into some real Keiches of Klal Yisrael. And the Keiches that Yavan harnessed in were Keiches of Tshukas HaChachma, Avas HaChachma, and so on. And it took, that's the Pshat HaGolus. And that's why Klal Yisrael was so deeply affected by Yavan. It spoke to them. It, when somebody goes, it's one of the things I always have a struggle with. You know, on the one hand, if a person reads philosophical works or works of thought, there's a danger a person's emunas and deis will be affected. If you read the sports page, where Smada, with Shuka, I don't think your emunas and deis will be affected, but somewhere along the line, it always seems to me an aberration. I mean, to sit and to wake sich in sports, and not that a person plays baseball, it's a physical need, but to sit, I keep looking, I say to myself, so Iboy Elohu, reading the sports page versus reading another page, one of them has problems, real problems, but somewhere along the line you feel at least it's tapping into Keiches HaNefesh of Klal Yisrael. A sports page is taking him away completely. I'm not sure. I haven't been pushing that boiler, which is worse and which is better. But I'm just saying the metzias of it. These malchias were not alternatives to Yiddishkeit. They took Keiches HaNefesh, each one in his own way, and they took us malchus roim, which we don't discuss here, and is the one that took the metzias of nitzchias and klal Yisrael. Malchus roim, it says, it's a tahom. It's a Malchus Rom because it's endless. And that's why it's like a Tahoim. It's an abyss. It's got no end. Malchus Rom, we're in Malchus Rom for the last 2,000 years, and no end in sight. There is Zelum Aser of the Keiches of Nitzchis in Klal Yisrael, that Bligvul. But Malchus Yavan specifically taps into a very core Nekudah Klal Yisrael. The finer Tshuka for Chachma, for Yoifi, for all those things, it takes it and harnesses it for Merkavah Etzra. And that's why the only Yishmael is the alternative Malchus. That's a different issue. These are the Malchus that took Klal Yisrael's Tochen, and it evolved from Bavel's Klipa to Paras to Yavan and eventually to Rome. Okay, we'll hold it here.
the handshake, the